I wanted to say a lot of things to her. But at the end of the day, I couldn't speak a single word. Even I couldn't utter her name that I want to mention, I want to address her. I couldn't. I don't know why. An unknown pressure just choked my throat and couldn't let me speak. It was so suffocating that I was continuously gasping. I was trying to speak that I have these feelings for you, but all the words, all the things that I wanted to speak out, I had to swallow back. It was really a painful thing for me to see her with someone else. It is really painful for anybody. If you love someone and if you are just watching her or him with someone else in front of you, it means just your whole heart is just, you are just, it's so suffocating that even you can't express that how much pain you are feeling right now. It is unbearable. At some point of time, it might feel like it is eating inside. It is eating you from the inside. I was this much paranoid or perplexed with the feelings that came, actually that used to come whenever I see her in front of me. Fortunately, she is going to get married in our locality, and I have to watch her, or I have to look at her the way which I didn't expect. I always wanted her to be me, to be my side. I always wanted to see her with me or next to my side, but it would not be the case. The things will change. She will be standing next to someone else. I know. This is so much painful. Right now, my voice is so clear. My throat is clear. I can speak. But the thing is, I have lost someone who did I consider my own person, my own. What can I say? Even saying a little bit of words of love about her or to her is going to wrench or just, shatter other feelings or feelings of someone with whom she is standing. All I want to say, God, give me the strength so that I can stay strong with what I have right now. I want to be in this position and to remain keep and calm and composed, obviously, because this is the way I only can keep myself cool. I didn't expect this much of anxiety that I would get from this relationship, which, like, it's been already almost a year. I last spoke with her in the February month. It is like almost 10 months. Right now it's 11th of December 2022, and I spoke with her last, as far as I can remember, it was in the month of February. Then we stopped sharing our thoughts. I felt paranoid. I felt bad. I feel bad. I am feeling bad. This is all what I want to share with you guys. I want to just convey a message to you guys, whoever is listening to this. Love is what that can make you beautiful. Expectation is really hard. hurting. Expectation hurts you. So expecting is a good thing, you know. Sometimes it gives you a light of joy, a kind of that feeling that someone is there for you. That's why people expect, right? That's why you expect. That's why he or she expects. That's why I expect. We all expect. We believe that someone is still there for us. Although the life is crucial, we can't deny that. But with the love and believing in the present is going to make it easier for us. Thanks for listening to this. This is Rooftop Podcast 2.0. I am Sujan Gain from Kolkata. You are listening to this story. It is a musing that came in my mind. Sometimes I wanted to speak about my love, relationships, but fortunately, unfortunately, with a lot of friends, I can't share this. I do have lots of friends on my contact, but this particular feeling is only for me, I guess. I believe this feeling only should remain with me. Nobody else has the right to listen to it, or nobody has the right, who do I know personally, has any kind of right to listen to it. That's why I am speaking. I am just trying to make it as a podcast, and I am uploading it, I'm recording it, so that it's like one way of expressing. That's it. I want to share with you guys. Stay healthy and happy. Be happy. Love is beautiful. Love will make you stronger and strongest. Thank you.